Our text for today, the Bible reads again in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised," my brothers and sisters. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we realize that Jesus has begun, amen, his ministry. Amen. He has been tempted, amen, by the devil, amen, as he fasted for 40 days, as he fasted for 40 nights, and Satan went to him and tried to turn him around. And it's amazing that as soon as Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, amen, and he begins his ministry, first thing that happens is he's tempted, amen. And then after that, my brothers and sisters, he goes into his home place, goes into Nazareth, and this is where, amen, this great statement was made, Jesus being in his hometown. Amen. And I want to talk about, my brothers and sisters, today, if you want to write this down, about his business. About his business. About his business. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to make this statement. Jesus is about his business, but are you about yours? Jesus is about his business, or are you about yours? Amen. I remember back in the day in the early 90s. Amen. I remember how many of you guys remember Master P? Amen. Master P had a song said, "I'm bout it, bout it. If you bout it, bout it, say you bout it, bout it." Are you about your father's business? See, I took some of y'all way back. I ain't finna quote no Mia X, no. No C murder. but are you about his business? Because he's about his father's business. Amen. Bible proclaims, my brothers and sisters, again, and I'll probably read this several times today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. See, up to this time, my brothers and sisters, you have to realize that in the Christian community, Pharisees and Sadducees, they all knew what the script said. They all knew what the Old Testament had said about the coming Messiah. But little did they know is that it would be, amen, a shepherd boy, amen, and it would be a young boy that was born poor in a manger. They were looking for somebody that was born a king type person, or someone with a lot of bling bling, or somebody with a lot of money. But Jesus Christ, they never would have expected would have been the one. Amen. As a matter of fact, when he made this statement, my brothers and sisters, amen, Jesus Christ at 30 years old, when he made this statement, there was a whole lot of folks that got real mad. Matter of fact, they got so upset that they wanted to kill Jesus. When he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recover the sight of the blind, and to set liberty to them that are bruised." Jesus Christ, his business was to, watch this, to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted. Are y'all with me? Well, Pastor, what are you saying? Jesus Christ went into the hedges and the highways. Jesus Christ was guilty of hanging out with those that were called sinners. Amen? He went above and beyond, but he went, y'all remember the country western song that said, "I got friends in low places." He went into low places to pull those up and pull those out of the muck and the miry clay. My brothers and sisters, he was about his father's business. So he comforted those who were afflicted. And if you and I were to look in our rearview mirror, there was a time in our lives when we were weak, wounded, and sad, and we found a resting place in Jesus Christ. We were that blind person. We were that poor person. We were that bruised person. And he reached way down and pulled us out. Amen? It's one of those moments, my brothers and sisters, that that you and I would have wanted to witness in person when Jesus proclaimed, amen, what he was about to do. Amen. Wouldn't you have wanted to be there, amen, with your iPhone? Amen. Wouldn't you have wanted to be there, amen, with your Android? Amen. Recording Jesus Christ and all of those things that he was telling the people. Amen. It was an announcement that people had longed to hear for generation after generation. These people had been waiting for this statement that Jesus Christ made right here. Amen. And it was such good news that many in the room, they refused to believe it. And my brothers and sisters, I'm going to pause for a minute, because so many of us refuse to believe the goodness, the mercy, and the greatness of God. So we love to sing about it. We love to talk about it. But how many of us truly receive the true message of Jesus Christ? Amen? We are still trying to compare ourselves to others. Just because we're better than the wino, that means that we all that in a bag of chips. Just because we're a little bit better than the crackhead, we think I got heaven right. I got it. You think you in. My brothers and sisters, we are all, amen, every last one of us need a Savior. Every last one of us in here have issues. Every last one of us in here have problems. Amen? But Jesus was about, amen, his Father's business. Amen? In one of his first acts in ministry, Jesus walked into a synagogue and picked up a scroll of scripture. Now, what we have to understand is that he unrolled it and he read Isaiah. Turn over to Isaiah. Amen. Chapter 6. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 61, verses 1 and verse 2. Now you have to understand, when Jesus walks into the synagogue and makes this statement, he has rolled out a scroll. And I've told you before, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. Amen. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Luke chapter 61, verse 1 and verse 2. Look what it say. I'm sorry. Isaiah 61. Thank y'all. 61. Y'all know I get excited. I had a cup of coffee this morning. It was strong. Isaiah 61, 1 and 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." Did y'all see that? "He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." Did y'all see that? This was already written. This has already been spoken of in the Old Testament. Amen? How many folks want to say that Jesus is not in the Old Testament? Yes, he is. We see it right here. Amen? So he unrolled it and he read Isaiah's prophecy of the Messiah's role to comfort, heal, free, and restore wounded and oppressed people. And the people listening had heard this passage read over and over and over. But this day when he read it, everybody's attitude was different about it. When Jesus said, "I'm the one that was spoken of. I'm the one that they talked about way back in the book of Isaiah." People had a problem. And you know what, my brothers and sisters? The people have a problem today. We have a problem today. When Jesus finished reading, he handed the scroll back to the attendant and looked out into the faces of the people the way they were looking back at him. And he said, "I am that person. That was written about me. I'm here to do all the things in people's lives. If you believe," he said, "if you believe, they'll happen for you." Uh-oh, here I go. This is really where I want to get to today. If you believe all of these things that I said I'm going to do, I'm going to provide seeing for the blind. I'm going to comfort those who are afflicted if you believe. The problem in the church. What's the biggest problem in the church? Y'all, because I led y'all into that. But 90% of the churches that are open today believe that sin is the biggest problem in the church. Sin's not the biggest problem in the church. How can something be a problem if it's already been taken care of? Sin ain't the problem in the church. Because Jesus took care of that on the cross. Amen? Now, the problem with the church is we want to act like Jesus didn't take care of it. When folks mess up, we want to send them to hell. Brother Ron messed up. He got a DWI. He going to hell. He said on the front row, he's a deacon. Jesus took care of that. Brother Ron, don't worry about it. No, I'm just joking, y'all. But the biggest problem in the church is non-belief. How many of us are praying for something? How many of us have been praying for something? How many of you have been praying for something and it didn't happen? Y'all don't lie in the church. The biggest problem in the church is not sin. The biggest problem in the church is praying and not receiving. But we know how to pray. Oh, Lord, won't you look down upon us this morning, Jesus? We need you, Jesus. Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come on right now, Lord. I'm calling on your name, Lord. Don't we know how to pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, how we go. Some of us say debtors, some of us say trespass. We got everybody. We say all. We know how to pray. But my question is, church, do we know how to receive? We're doing a whole bunch of stuff and ain't getting nothing. Yep, that was a right turn, Clyde. Y'all didn't see that coming, did you? Jesus has fulfilled his duty. Jesus has come and Jesus has done exactly what his Father commanded him to do. True or false? If we look in our Bibles, we see where he provided sight for the blind. Amen. Are y'all with me? We saw where he preached the gospel to the poor. Amen. Did he not do it? He was sent to heal the brokenhearted. Have some of you ever had a broken heart, but he healed your broken heart? Jesus has done his job. Amen. He proclaimed liberty to captives and those that are in prison. Did he not do his job? He's about his business, but are we about ours? People, let me show you something about what we do, guys. It's kind of like this in our religion. I don't want religion. I don't want religion. There's no power in religion. None at all. This is what we look like, church. Let me show y'all what we look like. And I was supposed to hoop and holler today, and I don't feel it coming. But I want to help somebody. It's kind of like this. Brother Ron writes me a check. Got this check in my hand. Woo! Gonna go to the bank. Take my check to the bank. I want to cash this check that Brother Ron wrote me. You know, Brother Ron, he rolling like that. Fat check. And I hand it to the attendant. And I walk off and leave the check there. That's what we look like. We have all of this. That's what our prayer life looks like. We're not believing in what we're asking God for. Y'all, it's time out. For God has given us all of this. He's given us all this power. He's given us all of these provisions in life. And my brothers and sisters, we walk up here with a check. We hand it to get it cashed, and we walk off. Okay, all right, that y'all didn't get that. We come up for prayer, and we boo-hooing and snot running everywhere. No, y'all, you know, you done. Your week just been terrible, and you know, they finna pick up your car. Amen. You overdrafted at the bank. Doctor gave you a bad report. Then you bring it to the Lord, right? We come up here for prayer, you know, and you toe up, cause I just got through hooping, and then Tony played the right song. So you come up here for prayer. Some of y'all cry ugly. And after you pray, you know how you walk back to your seat? You worse going back to your seat than you. Wait a minute. We supposed to take our issues and our problems to the Lord and leave them there and trust and believe that he's taking care of it. But we go back to our seat more messed up than we brought it to him. Ooh, say amen. Amen. When we are about our business is about believing. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? The biggest problem in the church is unanswered prayer. Some people think sin is, but it's not. Jesus took care of all that at the cross. My brothers and sisters, oh, this is good stuff, y'all. I'm preaching better y'all saying amen this morning. Y'all about to make me just act up. Now, let's look at this. Then I'm almost done. Why is it that we come to the altar, messed up, and then we leave the altar messed up? Why is it that we're praying and asking God to heal our bodies, and we're still crying and tore up and messed up about it? What's wrong? I'm just sick. I don't know. Pray for me. Did the first prayer not work? Y'all, that's why I ask folks when they come up here. I'm just going to be honest. You come up here two or three Sundays in a row. Did you come here for the same thing you did last week? Y'all know I've done it. Is this what we talked about, prayed about? Go sit down. Did you not believe in the first prayer? Come on, church. It is time. But you know what? The Bible speaks. I'm all over the place today. Y'all stay with me. Because I want us to be about our business and learn what we need to do in order to get what God wants us to have. The reason why we're not receiving all the blessings and all the things that God has for us, because y'all, we really don't know how to get it. We go through the motions, but we're not putting it in action. We got to put some stuff in action today. And I believe that your life is going to be different after our time here today. I'm going to get real strong here in a minute. Okay. All over the book, Jesus talks about faith. The Bible talks about faith. Especially you get in the New Testament, it's faith, 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 faith. Am I right about it? Matthew 6 and 30 talk, when Jesus, amen, when his disciples got caught up in the storm, what did he say to them when they started tripping? He said, "Oh, ye of little faith." Some of us have little faith. And it's time for us to grow up. It's time to grow up. It's really time to fully, was that frog fully rely on God? Some people wonder how, do you know, anybody here, do you really put all your trust in the Lord? And then people see you and what's going on in your life and they wonder, how in the world are you making it? How in the world? Because it's about faith. And you know what? A lot of us that are having problems with our faith, can I help you out with faith this morning? And I know I talked about being about our Father's business, but you know what? You can't be about your Father's business if you don't have no faith. Because if you don't have faith, it's hard to believe that Jesus was born in a manger of a virgin Mary that the daddy never touched her. If you don't have faith, that's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that Jesus Christ died and he stayed dead 3 days and rose again. Without faith, y'all, that's hard to believe. Without faith, it's hard to believe that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, because everybody in your life done left, he gonna leave too. Woo-wee, I'm preaching good this morning. Oh, I'm excited about this sermon. Y'all can sit there and look at me crazy if you want to. Somebody turn to Romans 10 and 17. Woo! Oh, I feel something coming now. The reason why we can't be about our Father's business is because, somebody read Romans 10 and 17 real loud. Can you read it for me? Because I don't want y'all to think I made this scripture up myself. So faith come by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The reason why you come up here, you pray to God, and you crying and toe up, and after you give it to him, you still crying and toe up. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing coming by what? You want more faith? Get more word in you. Oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head. Faith cometh by hearing. Stop right there. You think you can do whatever you want to do. You think you can omit church. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So guess what? The thing that increases your faith is hearing the word of God. So if your faith is small, then guess what? You need to get under some word. TBN have church all day long. www.orangechapel.com got about 50 sermons on it. You can listen to them all day long. Faith comes by hearing. You think you can increase your faith by listening to that new R. Kelly over, over, and over? You think you can increase your faith by listening to that new 2 Chainz or Drake? Bobby Blue Bland, let me get in some of y'all. Frankie Beverly Mays. You think you can increase your faith with that? You think you can increase your faith by doing some of the stuff we do? I ain't going to get specific. You know, somebody might get mad. We already took up offering, though. It ain't like you're going to keep your money. We already got that. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Make the word of God part of your program. And then you can be about your Father's business. Amen? For Hebrews 11 and 6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you know what? But there's no way to receive faith outside of the word of God. That's why you got to be real careful when people first coming to church. First, the people fresh off the street, they say, I'm going to try this. Man, this ain't moving fast enough. This is slow, man. But faith come by hearing. And you know what? Those people, you got to saturate with the word. Matter of fact, you got to saturate yourself with the word. Y'all know what I did, and I've told this before. When I really first got serious about my relationship with Christ, The Lord put something in my spirit. He said, man, you got to get rid of some of that stuff you listening to that's going in your ear. Faith coming by hearing. See, because I had the stuff down that the music I would listen to was talking about. So guess what? I had to clean my whole CD case out, y'all. I had to listen to some new stuff. I got me some Kurt Franklin and John P. Key. Amen. So some Canton spirituals. So I began to saturate my life, amen, with the word of God. Every time I go to a revival, I'd buy the tapes. I'd be in line. I got some whole bunch of cassette tapes right now. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My brothers and sisters, understand that Jesus Christ has already come and done what his Father told. He's already about his Father's business. We have to be about ours. And the thing about it is, my brothers and sisters, as we grow in our faith, then guess what we're able to do? We're able to pull others in to the body of Christ. Amen. We're all caught up on being members. Amen. I'm a proud member of the Orange Chapel Baptist Church. Got my t-shirt on. I see you, girl. But he never called us to be members. The Bible says we are members of one body, but he called us to be disciples. Amen. And your faith level ought to be to the point where somebody says, wait a minute, what is that you got? Wait a minute, Brother Durham. Wait. Boy, you've been through the storm and the rain and you're still standing? Boy, you've been to hell and back and you look good? McGuire, man, you a preacher? Yeah, faith come by hearing. I saturated my life. And you know what? Now I'm about my Father's business. I told Taj a while back, I'm going to say it out loud. I'm on the website and I'm on TV right now. Uh-huh, sure is. So if you got a warrant, don't walk through here because your picture will be up. Taj and I had a conversation. We talk all the time. And Taj was telling me he was giving me all this good stuff. I'm putting him out there. Yep, sure am. Hope you come back next Sunday. I know you will because faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But I said, Taj, every Sunday, I got a microphone. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm on the website. When I see folks, matter of fact, here's my card. Taj, come to church. I said, but all that stuff that God has put in you, brother, guess what? It's time for you to tell somebody, too. Because there's some people that I can't reach that you can reach. Guess what, sister? There's some sisters you can reach that won't even talk to me. Woo. Boy, this is getting gooder and gooder. But we got to be about our Father's business. And it's about, you know what? He went to comfort. He comforted those, my brothers and sisters, that were outcast, that nobody else wanted to fool with. Amen. And everybody else snarled their nose up at. You know what? Next time you run into that brother or sister in the street that everybody walk past, you know what? Invite them to church. Matter of fact, some of y'all are up in here this morning because somebody said, hey, come on out to the OC. You know what? You can have a true Christian experience because it's about love. It's about Christ. Amen. It ain't about what you got on. Even though I'm sharp today, it ain't about what you got on. It's about Jesus. Amen. It's about being about our Father's business. Amen. And you know what? And it's impossible to please God without faith. Let me tell y'all something. Had a conversation with a young man the other day. And that's going through some things right now. You know what I told him? I said, listen. It's time out for feeling like you don't deserve certain things. He said that he would provide all of our needs. Does your word say that? Did David say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want? See, let me tell y'all something. I'm past this. I ain't going to ask. I'm going to ask God for everything. I want some stuff, Jesus. God, I want some stuff in the name of Jesus. Why are we walking around here, the church, the most beat up, toe up? We go to these churches and it's the raggedest building in town. Because we don't have faith to step out and do nothing for God's house. And I don't know where I'm going with this. That ain't in the sermon over there. But it's time for us to have faith. And I said, listen, brother, don't be afraid to ask God for what you want. Matter of fact, God is going to make it better than it was. Amen. Don't ask God for 100%. Ask Him for 120%. I want it to be better than it was, Lord. And there's nothing wrong with that, because the Bible tells, in Hebrews it says, He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So what we have to understand is, in the beginning, He started it. So that means He started the book and finished the book. The author and He's the writer, amen, and he's the end all. It's all His. And if we would totally trust God, we could truly do what he wants us to do. There's so many doors that can be opened up in our lives. Is anybody here, when you truly started to trust God, didn't He work it out for you? Amen. I hear Sister Braxton when she talks about her experience in prison, and God has seen fit where she's able to go back into the prison. Look at that. Go back in and help those, amen, that are still locked up. Amen. Has been able to go back to the unit that she was on. Amen. And she's about her Father's business. Amen. And guess what? Let me tell you something, church. All y'all was on a unit too. You just wasn't locked up behind bars. You was on a unit too. You need to go back to your unit and pull somebody out. You got some homeboys you left out there. You got some homegirls that still get about your Father's business. Woo. Well, I ain't about that life. No, you ain't about that life, but you know about that life, and you can pull them out that life. Amen. Woo, this is Hallelujah, church. My brothers and sisters, we have to understand here that the people got so angry at Jesus Christ that they wanted to kill Him. They threatened to take the life of the one who came to give life. They wanted to hurt the one who came to heal. Yeah. They threatened to kill the life of the one who came to give life. Why do you think that since you decided to change your life, you decided to change your path, you decided to change your focus, that it seems like things are getting harder? Because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You have to understand that you have an adversary, the devil, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, who's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour. Amen? But what you need to understand is that your faith is bigger than any lion that's roaring. Amen? The Bible says He's as a roaring. It didn't say He was a lion. He's as a roaring lion. He perpetrating. He fronting. He trying to be something that he's not. You can't do nothing, devil. I hear him all the time. Roar. Man. Oh, this is good. Come on, Tony. It's time to go home. The one who came to give life, amen, they tried to kill him. The one that came to heal, they tried to hurt him. And my question is, why did they respond this way? Because the long-awaited promise had arrived. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now they had to choose to believe or to doubt. And my question is this morning, are you going to believe and be about your Father's business as Jesus was about His business, or are you going to doubt? Ain't God all right? And many choose to doubt because believing requires too much. Many people choose to doubt that He's a healer because it takes too much. Many choose to believe that He's a heart regulator because it's too much. Ain't God all right? Many choose to doubt that He'll make you love your enemies because it's too hard. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I'm so glad. Hallelujah, that Jesus continued to do and be about His Father's business. Are y'all gonna pray with me?